Notice his bald spot has grown to the size of an orange. Radishes, onions, and lettuce from his backyard garden lie on the counter. Dad's fingers are long and straight. As postmaster, he sorts mail at the post office as quick as a card shark deals out a deck. But right now, cutting those peppers, his fingers look clumsy and awkward. "Hungry?" he asks. "Yeah, I guess." "I thought I'd make a salad." Dad may grow the vegetables, but he's never made a salad in his life. He looks lost in the kitchen, digging around for a salad bowl. He opens a cabinet, scratches his chin, then selects another door. I don't know where to find a bowl either. I search in the pantry. The shelves are filled with food. Boxes of cereal, pasta and crackers, cans of soup, stewed tomatoes, and green peas. I open the refrigerator. Milk, eggs, and American cheese slices are jammed next to packages of ham and bologna. Dad always griped at the way Mom never kept enough groceries in the house. Now she's prepared us for a national disaster. All that food reminds me of the night she packed for her trip. I sat on the edge of her bed, watching her. Every pair of cowboy boots she owned lined the wall, including the turquoise ones with red stars. She flung all her Western shirts and skirts on the bed, and